this earlier, but if you didn't see this yesterday, it was mind-bending, really. You've got this whole event for the American, you know, for the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, and Obamacare. And so Barack Obama returns to the White House, you know, conquering hero returns or whatever. And he's well-received. Of course, he is in Democrat circles. I get that. He's a popular figure in Democrat politics, especially compared to what you see now. So Kamala Harris speaks, Barack Obama speaks, then the president, Joe Biden, speaks, and then he signs an executive order, and then it's the after party, where Joe Biden's wandering around, hey, I'm the president. He's being ignored completely. I mean, it's painful to watch, and there's Barack Obama shaking hands and patting people on the back and fist pumping and bumping. It was remarkable. Dean Clancy joining me now, senior health policy fellow at Americans for Prosperity. Dean, good to see you again.
My pleasure.
I mean, was it not painful to watch from a health standpoint? It made me have palpitations going, because Joe Biden, the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, completely ignored. He's walking around trying to get people's attention. It was painful.
Well, yeah, he's Uncle Joe. And I think that was true when he was vice president, and apparently things haven't really changed. It is
right.
It is sad.
Yeah, it is sad. Now let's talk about the policy itself. They were correct on a couple of points they made yesterday, Barack Obama was. And that is, Republicans have tried to get rid of this law on numerous occasions. It's been propped up and saved by the Supreme Court, by John Roberts and others, bending the words to make it fit some narrative that they wanted, because clearly it was not written in the law that way. But it has survived beyond expectations. What does this all mean today, where we are from where it started in 2010?
Well, the law's been in force now for 9 years. And it's absolutely clear. The evidence is in. It was a mistake. The American people didn't want Obamacare. They were deeply divided over it. A lot of Democrats lost their seats in Congress when it passed. They didn't want this kind of slow motion government takeover. And now the evidence makes clear that what it's given us is higher health insurance costs, higher premiums, higher deductibles, less access to doctors and hospitals, massive amounts of money going to the private insurance industry, hundreds of billions, and rural hospitals closing because of all the Medicare cuts that they used to help pay for this new boondoggle. Obamacare was a mistake, and yet you're right, it has survived, although importantly, we did succeed in repealing the individual mandate. That was the beating heart of Obamacare. That was the whole point of the Supreme Court case. The court upheld it, but then Congress said, you know what, this is a dumb idea, and they got rid of it, and Donald Trump signed the bill getting rid of it. So that mandate was only in for 5 years. It's been gone for 3 years now, and that's good. So in a sense, Obamacare was repealed, at least partially, but there's huge mandates and massive wasteful spending in that law that still go on to this day, and we still need to fix that.
Yeah, and in the end, it didn't address the number of people we were told would end up with insurance. Didn't even come close, actually. I mean, we got, 25 million people on insurance that didn't. And listen, I don't have a problem with that, per se. But it's the waste, the shedding of billions of dollars because of inefficiency in government, just by definition, Dean, that wastes so many resources and possibilities that if the money were left with the people and the people were allowed to do things their own way, we'd be better off. But government comes in, they gobble up all this money, they issue taxes, they issue tariffs and excise taxes, and people get hurt. And 12 years on, are we in a better position than we were before? Most would say no.
Well, that's right. I mean, Obamacare was a godsend if you wanted to pay twice as much for your health insurance, if you wanted higher out-of-pocket costs, like triple what you were paying before. It's a godsend if you want rural hospitals in your area to close. And, of course, if you're an insurance company that's basically getting these huge subsidies, you love it. But it was, as I said before, a mistake. It's part of a plan for a government takeover of health care. They've achieved the goal of universal coverage. Technically, there's still about 9% of Americans who are uninsured, but almost all of them are at least eligible for some form of government-subsidized health care. So in effect, we've got universal coverage. Now they're trying to go the next step and get rid of private coverage. And that's what they were trying to do with Obamacare through all the mandates and regulations, basically turning insurance into a government-regulated utility. And now they're going for the goal of Medicare for All, they call it, although it would be very suboptimal care, more like today's Medicaid program for low-income people. And it's not something people want. At Americans for Prosperity, we've polled the American people repeatedly, and they tell us, you know, 7 in 10 of them are like, I'm fine with my current health insurance arrangements. Don't, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater. Just let me have lower costs, more price transparency, no surprise bills. Let the market work. That's what you were saying, Steve. Let the market work. And then it would be efficient. It wouldn't cost so much. There wouldn't be so much waste. So we've got a long way to go. We call what we need the personal option. Instead of a government approach, let's have a personal option where you can have the choice and control you want with the quality you deserve at prices you can afford from the medical professionals you trust.
Right, and that's exactly right. You know, in fact, if we can get away from some of the more traditional plans, in fact, I currently... Ivy and I have a doctor that we see that doesn't take insurance. And it's an interesting approach. We still have insurance in case we get, you know, seriously ill or some malady or disease. But it is a terrific situation and an approach to healthcare that's completely different. We actually get to talk to our doctor. She actually knows who we are. It's not 7 minutes run so you can get your Medicare payments, right? Which is the way the world works. Because when government, well, you got to get, you can only spend this much time with a patient because you got to get paid, Stop that. You know, so different approaches are what we need here. And health savings accounts, another idea for the Americans that can do that. I mean, there are different approaches to health care that are more mindful of the consumer, but they don't get as much attention as they should, Dean.
Absolutely. What you're describing is the personal option approach to health care. Let's put the patient in charge of the dollars. Let's let you, the consumer, control. And you're right. What you described, we call direct primary care. It's like a Netflix subscription to your favorite doctors.
Exactly.
Out the insurance company middleman. And suddenly the doctor isn't acting like an insurance company bureaucrat filling out paperwork and trying to get out of the room in 10 minutes. He's spending time with you. He's practicing medicine. That's what he or she got into healthcare to do. You, the patient, are getting good quality care. Health savings accounts enable you to pay for that with basically tax-free dollars. So you stretch your healthcare dollar further and you can do more with the money. You can buy things that your health insurance plan might not cover. So why not have change the laws so everybody can have a tax-free HSA and direct primary care access? Our system would be transformed. And you're right, you still need some health insurance to protect you from, you know, catastrophic financial costs. But the current system we have is so bloated, so burdened down with costly
That's right.
mandate.
It hurts people. And the system that we're working with helps people. And maybe there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm going to leave it there for today. Dean Clancy, Senior Health Policy Fellow, Americans for Prosperity. Dean, always good insight. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure.
All right. We'll take a quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back. When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better, and the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.